The House set to vote today on Democrats' $739 billion tax and spend bill. Democrats claim the legislation will not only reduce inflation, but also save the climate. My next guest says it will only make inflation worse and lead to more middle-class tax cuts. Let's hear from him. Republican Missouri Representative Jason Smith is on the House Budget Committee. So, okay, you tell me, the Inflation Reduction Act, when you heard the name of the bill, what was your first thought?
It's laughable. Whenever they're naming bills, they should be naming it the Green New Deal bill. More than $400 billion of all the spending in this bill goes towards Green New Deal policies. $7.5 billion for electric tax credits for the wealthy, $27 billion for a slush fund to the EPA. You're looking at even paying the wealthy who have electric cars billions of dollars to resell those electric cars. There's billions for tree equity and planting trees. This is not about lowering the inflation. It spends $745 billion and it will increase debt by $146 billion. Dana, just the first 5 years under even the Democrats' guidelines, it adds $54 billion to debt, and it doesn't even have their fake budget deficit decreases until the year 2030. That's not doing anything for inflation.
And one of the ways that they showed that they could pay for this bill was to say that they were going to hire 87,000 more IRS agents. And I'm wondering what kind of calls you're getting in your district office about that.
I can tell you, people are fearful of the IRS doubling. This will add $80 billion, like you said, hiring 87,000 IRS auditors. People who make less than $75,000 a year, we will see an increase of 700,000 more audits. People are not wanting that. The IRS is projecting that if you spend $80 billion, that they can collect $200 billion to pay for this package. Let me tell you, the folks, their worst phone call would be having an IRS auditor calling them and showing up at their house.
There was a new Fox poll last night. One of the questions was, do you see any signs of the economy has started to turn the corner or the worst is over? No, at 71%. The administration has said that this is going to actually reduce inflation, that this bill will reduce inflation. Do you think that anyone will actually see a direct result before, let's say, the end of the year?
The American people aren't buying this. This bill will make inflation worse, and it will actually prolong inflation. Inflation is up 13.7% since Joe Biden's taken the oath of office. Real wages for hardworking Americans have gone down 4.5% since Joe Biden has taken the oath of office. Mm-hmm. People are only going to see the price of goods to increase. They're not having it. They're not going to be happy with it, and the American people is going to speak loud and clear in November.
They are seeing a little bit of gas prices go down, but as you said, the cost of food and everything is still very high, of course, and gas prices are still high as well. Wanted to ask
Dana,
you about this,
bill,
because this, we just heard from Charles Watson, who was reporting on the CDC changing its guidelines on COVID. I think it's unbelievable. I was a Hill staffer, late 90s, that 189 members of Congress can't show up to work today in person. They're going to vote by proxy because of Nancy Pelosi suggesting there is a COVID emergency, but they can be out and about. They don't have to be there in order to cast a vote that is going to raise taxes on virtually every American. What do you think about that?
I think it is absolutely unacceptable. Dana, I have never proxy voted one time during the last 18 months. It's unacceptable. The people of Southeast Missouri sent me to Washington to show up and work and to vote. The garbage man shows up. Members of Congress should walk through those doors and vote on themselves. It is unacceptable, Dana. I'm with you. The American people thinks it's unacceptable. And maybe those people who can't show up to vote, maybe they shouldn't return in November.
Maybe we'll see if the Speaker's office sees this new CDC guidance and decides there's no longer an emergency when she revisits the issue September 26th. Jason, thank you. Good to have you.